Hej. Ja, I lytter til den midlertidige radio for frisk duft og en verden med færre mure. Vi er et internationalt radioprojekt, der finder sted i Aarhus. Vi transmitterer live i dag ind til kl. 17. Og vi har transmitteret live fra Kunsthal Aarhus fredag, lørdag, søndag. Og vi transmitterede også en time 1. maj, hvor vi sendte Radio While You Work Slowly i anledningen af Arbejdernes Internationale Kampdag. Vi er et internationalt kollektiv af radioaktivister, radiokunstnere, radioamatører og radiomennesker fra Tyskland og Danmark, og vi har et stykke tid arbejdet intensivt på en række radioprojekter, som jeg håber, I vil tage godt imod og har taget godt imod. Og jeg sidder her og taler til jer fra et 8 meter højt stillads i Kunsthal Aarhus, og studiet er åbne. I er meget velkommen til at komme og kigge forbi. Jeg sidder helt alene her nu, fordi der er nogle af de andre, der skulle afsted med toget. De kommer tilbage her, inden vi slutter, men I må meget gerne komme forbi. Kunsthal Aarhus, J.M. Mørksgade nummer 13. Med den midlertidige radio har vi sådan taget udgangspunkt i spørgsmålene. Hvad vil vi, og hvad kan vi gøre? Det er vores forsøg på at føre frisk luft til en diskussion om utopier. Hvad vil vi egentlig? Altså, hvordan kan vi tale om hvordan vi bor sammen, hvordan vi lever sammen, hvordan vil vi gerne have, at byen skal se ud, hvordan vil vi gerne have, samfundet skal se ud, hvordan vil vi gerne have, medierne skal se ud, hvordan vil vi gerne have, kunstverdenen skal se ud. Den røde tråd i de forskellige radioprojekter er at nedbryde synlige og usynlige grænser og mure mellem ude og inde, mellem det private og det offentlige, mellem kunsten og hverdagslivet, mellem det skrøbelige og det højtråbende, mellem det poetiske, hypnotiske og det politiske. Ved hjælp af radiomediet bringer vi kunsten ud af kunstinstitutionens hvide vægge og ind i din verden. Nu vil jeg spille et interview for jer. Jeg har interviewet The Piracy Project. Jeg laver lige en introduktion her på engelsk, for den fik jeg vist aldrig lige oversat til dansk. We interviewed Eva Weinmar and Andrea Franke of The Piracy Project, a platform for exploring the spectrum of copying, re-editing, translating, paraphrasing, imitating, reorganizing, and manipulating. Det, de gør sådan helt konkret, det er at manipulere og ændre og kopiere bøger og publikationer. I april lavede de en workshop, som hed Piracy Printing, og det foregik i rum 46 i Aarhus. Og det, der kom ud af workshoppen, det kan I stadig se i rum 46 i Stusgade. Og der er også en del af deres arkiv, som de taler mere om i interviewet. Så nu vil jeg lige sætte det i gang, og så kan jeg lige tale lidt mere om det bagefter.
Copy, re-edit, translate, paraphrase, imitate, reorganize, manipulate. Copy, re-edit, translate, paraphrase, imitate, reorganize, manipulate. Copy, re-edit, translate, paraphrase, imitate, reorganize, manipulate.
Like this, this sentence: copy, re-edit, translate, paraphrase, imitate, reorganize, manipulate. I don't know if one of you can read it aloud, maybe. So.
You can read it aloud.
This is from your website.
Copy, re-edit, translate, paraphrase, imitate, reorganize, manipulate. Tell me about the Piracy Project.
Yeah, so tell me about the Piracy Project.
The Piracy Project is a collaboration between Eva Weinmar and myself, Andrea Franke, and it runs under the umbrella of Unpublishing, which is a project Eva runs with Lynn Harris. It is an attempt to explore and to expand the discussion around intellectual property, ownership, authorship, and in a way what happens when you build your work upon the work of others. And the way we explore it is we have this collection of pirated books that we have collected through an open call and through research. And we travel with this collection and we organize discussions, events, and we talk to people. And every time we travel to a place, we collect new stories and new data and we expand this discussion.
It started with the open call.
Yeah.
And because End Publishing is located at a campus of Central St. Martin's, and the management planned to close the library in this campus, and then End Publishing and other members of staff moved in, and we kind of animated the library, we self-organized it and kept it open for 2 years, and organized programs, and students used it for their own work, and we invented a lending scheme, and because there was no budget to buy new books, we had the idea to ask people to make a copy of a book they think should be in the library.
We need books. We copy books. We need books. We copy books.
We weren't so interested in the original because the copy is this interesting translation process, because each copy is a copy and there is a transformation project, and it was quite exciting too to have these slightly different books next to the originals.
Yeah.
And this was the starting point with the open call, an international open call, and we got lots of books from really all over the world. And this is one part how the collection builds, and the other part is that we travel a lot and do research in Peru, in China, in Istanbul, and this is how we add to the collection. And then a third way is through workshops like here, or we've been at the New York Art Book Fair where we showed the collection, where we created a reading room. And through creating this reading room, through being there for 3 days, we had so many conversations with people who got interested in this project and shared with us knowledge about other projects they thought are relevant to what we are doing, that through this kind of one-to-one conversations, we expand.
Yeah.
The collection and the archive and our knowledge about it.
So End Publishing and the Piracy Project are two different things, or it's...
Yes, Piracy Project is part of End Publishing's one of our projects.
Okay. And can you explain the Piracy Project in relation to End Publishing? Just so I and the listeners can get it.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
It's confusing. Everybody always... Yeah.
End Publishing is a publishing activity which explores new technologies, new digital technologies, and print on demand, which means in traditionally books would be printed through offset or litho printing in editions of 1,000 copies. And then you live with this edition, and the book has some sort of authority, some sort of idea of a finite object, whereas through print on demand books become so malleable, so open to changes. You print a book print on demand in one form, and then you change a chapter and then you reprint it, so lots of different versions are circulating or possibly circulating. And so the Piracy Project was something really natural to work on. There's a relationship in terms of content, but then the direct relationship was really that we were in this library and we had to act, and it was this sort of activist self-help to do this. And this really came, really fall kind of together with Andrea's research, because we met exactly at the point where we were in this situation with the library, and Andrea did research in Peru and had amazing findings, and it just really fell together.
The time we met, I was doing research in pirated books in Peru, and piracy is very common in Peru in any type of material, but most of the books that are in circulation in the country are pirated, and had always lived with that and never really paid much attention. But at the moment that we met, I had just read this essay by Daniel Alarcón, and he kind of mentioned, he's talking about book pirates in Peru. And then at some point he just mentions in one or two lines saying, oh, there's this rumor of these books that have been modified. Mm. And I thought that was really exciting. So I went to Peru to try to find these books. And it's so hard because when you read a book, you're never comparing, or you're never reading it again with such close attention that you would know that something has been modified. Mm. But I actually managed to find a book that had two extra chapters from the original that was in circulation, and people would buy it thinking it was the original.
Yeah.
And when I bought that back and we're talking about the library, we thought, wouldn't that be exciting to have this library where students are not really sure if they're actually reading the books the author intended for them to read, or they're not really sure the authority of the voice that is speaking to them, and what would that mean in terms of how they relate to knowledge. Mm.
All sorts of stuff. Literature, lots of artist books, really books people relate to, and there are many kind of acts of appropriation where people kind of like a book so much that they want to do something with it or comment on it, but there are others, some approaches where people have a PDF or a book which is out of print or very rare, and they feel it should be circulated, and then it's getting reprinted unauthorized. So they are really different books.
This is good as well.
That's a good radio book.
This,
yeah, which one?
And this too.
What's it called?
It's
Flash Forward
2010. It's emerging photographers from Canada, the United Kingdom, and the United States. And it's a work by a Canadian artist, Hester Barnard. And she reproduced this photography catalog by taking out all the photographs. She replaced the photographs through short descriptions. And now you're reading the descriptions and you form the image in your head. You form your own image. So it's a very interesting example of active reading.
Yeah.
Because here's, for example, one which says, "Sand overruns a moldy derelict building." Or, "Four middle-aged people relax in swimwear on a rocky beach. Three more silhouettes stand by the nearby docked ship."
Oh, that's interesting. One of my friends wanted to make images for blind people, and that was through sound and.
Wow.
So that's it's also a way of doing it.
Yes.
This is not an art project. This is a book that we got in China through research. It's a pirated Tintin from the 80s in China, and so they have changed the form of the Tintin and they have adapted it to a form that was popular for kind of pulp fiction in China at the time, and they copied the book, but they used this version which was already with color, so they actually had to redraw all the images to copy. And when they redraw them, they make all these really interesting choices of kind of changing the position of things. For example, there's quite a few things where the space is quite different. And in this specific one, they kind of change a bit the narrative in the sense that in the original Tintin, the story is quite linear, and on the pirate one, it goes back and forth. Mm. In two different points in the timeline.
Yeah.
Copy, re-edit, translate, paraphrase, imitate, reorganize, manipulate. Copy, re-edit, translate, paraphrase, imitate, reorganize, manipulate.
Yeah, I think it was really interesting because we did the open call and we kind of have an idea of what we were expecting people to send, but then people send things completely different from what we were expecting. And I think in a way, it actually expanded the possibilities of what the project could be, and it became a lot less about, yeah, this relation with knowledge, and a lot more about authorship and ownership, and do you own culture, or who owns these cultural objects that you interact with, and what are your limits, or when do you become an author or something that you're reading?
Yeah, because it tends to become a real deadlock situation. I'm teaching also at Central St. Martin's, and when I talk to students, I realize they are totally panicking about what they are allowed to do and what they aren't. And they say, oh, can I do this? Is this a problem if I use this? And can I use this image and stuff? So there's a careful situation, and I think the Piracy Project also kind of opens this up and experiments with what's happened. And I mean, there are kind of controversial projects in the piracy collection. There are, of course, illegal projects in the piracy collection, which wouldn't be allowed to show publicly. But we do it anyway, and we see what's happening. And we also talked to a copyright lawyer before, or when we were starting, and he said, well, there are two ways to go about it. Either you kind of check the limits and then you operate within the limits, or you just ignore them and see what's happening, and that's what we did.
Ever get any problems or any feedback, maybe possibly?
Yes,
feedback.
Well, in New York there was one guy who was really upset coming to the table, to our reading room table, and saying, why are you doing this? Why should a pirated version be better than the original? So he was kind of coming from this side. And then we had one author who was upset because he wasn't credited, and then the artists republished this book and credited him.
But we also have had publishers and graphic designers and people that have been pirated, which has been really interesting. People that come to see the collection and then suddenly they're like, well, that's my book that has been pirated. And I think a lot of, we have some really positive responses and people that have been quite generous about it and think, oh, that's interesting that somebody has circulated my work in a different language, or that somebody liked it so much, or somebody. So
yeah, it's really a compliment.
Yeah, people have. I think it's a very, something that really interests us is how the limits of what you think it's moral change from person to person. So maybe the legal framework is could be strict, but then you will feel that you're allowed to do things. And that happened here in the workshop a lot, that somebody would say, or this case I'm borrowing, and then they just correct themselves and realize that actually, no, maybe I'm stealing because it actually is illegal.
Mm.
But you wouldn't feel like you're doing that because you feel you've been respectful to that other person's work.
Mm.
Jeg afbryder lige interviewet her, fordi de andre, de vil gerne lige sige farvel. De andre, der har været med til projektet her, de bliver nemlig nødt til at skynde sig ud af døren, fordi de skal nå et tog. Ah! Så de vil, so they would like to say goodbye to you listeners. The temporary radio was just temporary.
Oh no! Goodbye, you listeners.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Ahu. Thank you, Collective. Thank you, prisoners. Thank you all.
Thank you, Luise, for organizing
Luise,
all this.
Thank you for coming. Oh my God. It has been really fun doing temporary radio in Aarhus. It has been really intense for us who did it. And
really intense.
Yeah, and I'm really sorry I have to say goodbye to all the people now. But I'll meet you again.
Yeah, we will meet you again in an hour. We still meet Luise, but you can't listen to us.
And then there's your birthday party.
Oh, don't say that on the radio. Not on the radio. No,
it's live.
Okay, and sorry for the small interruption. And keep listening for the last 1 hour on the temporary radio.
The last, the very last hour.
The very last hour. Temporary radio for fresh air and a world with less walls. And now we're going to continue the interview with the Piracy Project.
How do you define piracy?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question because we had a very good and interesting conversation with a philosopher who was saying you actually shouldn't call the project piracy project because it's not pirating what you're doing, it's using. And it's interesting, by using the word piracy we kind of frame us against a specific framework, which is saying piracy is the appropriation of somebody else's property. But it's not that we kind of accept this, or we accept that it's somebody else's property, but we kind of put it in the spotlight and we'd like to look at it properly. What is it about this property?
Mm.
And so we are always kind of pushing against these boundaries. We put together this list here, this poster on the wall. Yeah. And it's a list of words which all deal with how you can relate to somebody else's work, but they all kind of play against a legal framework. Shall we read it out?
Yeah, that could be really nice.
Andrea, would you like to? No. Borrowing, poaching, plagiarizing, pirating, stealing, referencing, copying, imitating, adopting, faking, paraphrasing, quoting, reproducing, using, counterfeiting, repeating, cloning, translating.
Okay, I put this question, is copying books illegal? And why do you think it's illegal? Stupid, simple question. But
But it's interesting because copying books has been illegal for a long, long time, basically since, I would say, since the printing press became popular, so since it became so easy to produce books, because before books were copied by hand, so the relation people had with books was very, very different. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the interesting things about copyright law is that you have this kind of two different, or at least in relating to the English language, you have these two different sources of copyright law. The British one actually was a way for the crown to decide who could print something. So they would say, this publishing house has the copyright, and then nobody else could print that, and that meant they could control who was printing what and decide if something could be in circulation or not. And then the other copyright law come from the United States, where they decided that people were not sharing things because they were afraid of them being copied and distributed and them losing control over the money that circulated around. So if you had a text, you could just exchange it with like a group of friends, a close group of friends, and you would never make it public. Mm. And then the idea of copyright was to stimulate knowledge to circulate. So they're coming from these two very different positions.
Yeah, the American one, like wanting to protect the author, and the British one, who were more like controlling.
Yeah.
Authors,
and of course, the American law doesn't reflect that necessarily anymore. But I think it's really interesting because sometimes people, like in the case of New York, when this person was really angry about we promoting, which we weren't, I think we're questioning more than promoting a specific action, but that he never put that question to himself, why is it illegal? And these laws come from so far away that sometimes people just accept that this is the way things are without really reflecting on where does it come from and the structures that have promoted that or not.
Mm. Borrowing, poaching, plagiarizing, pirating, stealing, referencing, copying, imitating, adopting, faking, paraphrasing, quoting, reproducing, using, counterfeiting, repeating, cloning, translating.
Well, I think because the sharing and streaming is so kind of widespread through the internet that the corporations just try to set up new rules and regulations in order to respond to what's happening. Mm. And this is really kind of pushing the dialogue between open culture movement and the copyright movement. It's become more and more binary. I feel both are not really working, both concepts. So I guess this is something we try to explore with this. There are lots of issues to be discussed and looked at.
Yeah, because it demands a lot of work to write a book and research and da 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 da. So of course you need some money to be able to do that, to live for. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what you mean, that it's more. Yeah, then it doesn't work if you just give it away for free for everybody.
That's what you mean.
I don't know if in Denmark this happened, but in Sweden, for example, because it's a small country with a language that doesn't have any speakers, it was legal to translate books, so to copy books without paying copyright, because you are bringing this to this new language. So, and that's not that long ago.
Borrowing, poaching, plagiarizing, pirating, stealing, referencing, copying, imitating, adopting, faking, paraphrasing, quoting, reproducing, using, counterfeiting, repeating, cloning, translating.
How do you define copy and original?
In relation to the piracy project or more general?
Kind of.
There's a funny story which has never really been kind of approved, but when the library in Alexandria was being built, they
you know, that they had the rolls, the paper rolls, which had to be copied all the time because the papyrus was kind of self-integrating. And they would seize books from the incoming ships and take them into the library and make a copy, or the rolls from the ships and make a copy, and then not return the original but the copy to the ships. So the copy would be the thing which gets back into the world to be circulated and distributed. So I don't know. I mean, this relationship between copy and original is very malleable.
Yeah.
In a way. Because things constantly get rethought and rebuilt and revised.
Yeah. Okay, it's also a really big philosophical question. Everybody actually imitating, like when you're talking about identity and stuff like this.
Yeah. You know,
everybody's like trying to be original, but.
I think that this. I think the concept of originality is just not relevant. It's maybe a construct which has been created by capitalism because it works so well as a commodity, at least in the art world.
There's some people who wants to show what they're doing and maybe talk a little bit about it.
We talked about authorship, so I wondered that J.G. Ballard's project would be quite interesting to change.
Yeah, so I got the book The Crystal World in Danish by J.G. Ballard because I wanted to change sort of the outcome of the story a little bit by making the like male main character into some a thing that could be between female and male by making his lover a man instead of a woman, because Ballard has this thing with always portraying women as these like crazy insanity type, like really sick things while he's like fetishizing their bodies, but I'm not sure that how it will happen yet, because this book unfortunately is actually fucked up. The first section of the book they bound it wrong, so the page numbers doesn't fit.
Oh,
which apparently happens quite a lot, I can understand, but that is a certain aesthetic that one would have to consider, and I'm still considering that.
Okay. Oh yeah, and I completely forgot to, like, is it possible to buy the copies, or is it, where can you read the books?
You can read the books in the reading room, and we travel with the collection, so we've been in New York and in Istanbul and here, and currently the books are displayed at the showroom in London for the next couple of months. And then we find a new home. So it's kind of a touring collection, which is setting up temporary reading rooms.
Mm.
This is where you can see and read the books. And they are all catalogued online, which is a really important fact, because you can read the descriptions of the books and the description of the approaches and strategies people took to do this copy online. Mm.
Yeah.
So that's the full record in a way.
Yeah, but you just had a feeling that I would really like to see some of the books physically, and yeah, how do you do that if you're not,
you have to visit us. Yes.
Okay.
And the books that are produced in the workshop are gonna be here at the reading room at room 46.
Okay.
So if people wanna come and
so
have a look.
Room 46 is starting this year-long reading room project, where they invite artists dealing with books
to come and do a talk in the residency and add books to the reading room. And the Piracy Project is the first project kicking off this year. And the books which are being produced here in this 1 week workshop will be added to the to this reading room here and be there for the next year. There are two ways to go about it. Either you kind of check the limits and then you operate within the limits, mm-hmm. or you just ignore them and see what's happening, yeah. and that's what we did.
Yeah. Now maybe I'm stealing because it actually is illegal, mm. but you wouldn't feel like you're doing that because you feel you're being respectful to mm. another person's work.
Mm. Borrowing, poaching, plagiarizing, pirating, stealing, referencing, copying, imitating, adopting, faking, paraphrasing, quoting, reproducing, using, counterfeiting, repeating, cloning, translating.
Just because it's illegal doesn't make it impossible. Just because it's illegal doesn't make it wrong.